From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. law enforcement officials say they are investigating this week's attack in San Bernardino, California, as an act of terrorism. David Bowditch, the assistant director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Los Angeles office, said at a news conference Friday that there is overwhelming evidence the attack was terrorist-related. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest sought to reassure the American public.
I think people can be vigilant knowing that the United States government, particularly since 9/11, going back to 9/11, has been quite focused on securing the homeland and securing the American people.
Earlier reports said that one of the attackers, Tashfeen Malik, who went on the shooting rampage with her husband, Syed Rizwan Farooq, on Wednesday, pledged allegiance to Islamic State in a Facebook post. Malik had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. 14 people were killed when the pair attacked a holiday party at a social services agency. 21 people were wounded. The attackers were killed in a shootout with police just hours after the massacre. Germany's parliament has voted overwhelmingly to send military aid to fight Islamic State militants in Syria, answering France's call for help after last month's deadly attacks in Paris. Lawmakers in Berlin voted 445 to 146 Friday to send Tornado reconnaissance jets, a frigate, refueling aircraft, and up to 1,200 personnel to join the coalition against Islamic State. German pilots will not fly sorties against Islamic State targets in Syria. French President François Hollande had asked the international community to escalate the fight after last month's attacks.